He recalled the workmen bustling around outside the old warehouse. How could... But the Engravers Guild could, couldn't they? They already had presses, and they certainly had the money. Tuppence was ridiculous, though, even for this single sheet of... rubbish. If the seller got a penny, then how in the world could the printer make any money? Then he realised. That wouldn't be the point, would it? The point was to put the Times out of business. A big red-and-white sign for the Enquirer was already in place across the street from the bucket. More carts were queuing outside. One of Good Mountain's dwarfs was peering around them from behind the wall.
"There's three presses in there already," he said. "You saw what they've done. They got it out in half an hour."
"Yes, but it's only one sheet, and it's made-up stuff."
"Is it? Even the one about the snake?"
"I'd bet $1,000." William remembered that the smaller print had said this had happened in Lanka. He revised his estimate. "I'd bet at least $100.
"That's not the worst of it," said the dwarf. "You'd better come in."
Inside, the press was creaking away, but most of the dwarfs were idle. "Shall I give you the headlines?" said Saccharissa as he entered.
"You'd better," said William, sitting down at his crowded desk.
"Engravers offer dwarfs $1,000 for press."
"Oh, no.
Vampire iconographer and hard-working writer tempted with $500 salaries," Saccharissa went on.
"Oh, really?
Dwarfs buggered for paper."
"What?"
"That's a direct quote from Mr. Goodmountain," said Saccharissa. "I don't pretend to know exactly what it means, but I understand they've got enough for only one more edition."
"And if we want any more, it's five times the old price," said Goodmountain, coming up. "The engravers are buying it up. Supply and demand, King says."
"King?" William's brow wrinkled. "You mean Mr. King?"
"Yeah, King of the Golden River," said the dwarf. "And yeah, we could just about pay that, but if them across the road are going to sell their sheet for 2p, we'll be working for practically nothing."
"Otto told the man from the guild that he'd break his pledge if he saw him here again," said Saccharissa. "He was very angry because the man was angling to find out how he was taking printable iconographs."
"What about you?"
"I'm staying. I don't trust them, especially when they're so sneaky. They seem very low-class people," said Saccharissa. "But what are we going to do?" William bit his thumbnail and stared at his desk. When he moved his feet, a boot fetched up against the money chest with a reassuring thud.
"We could cut down a bit, I dare say," said Goodmountain.
"Yes, but then people won't buy the paper," said Saccharissa. "And they ought to buy our paper because it's got real news in it."
"The news in the Enquirer looks more interesting, I have to admit," said Goodmountain.
"That's because it doesn't actually have to have any facts in it," she snapped. "Now, I don't mind going back to $1 a day, and Otto says he'll work for $0.50 if he can go on living in the cellar." William was still staring at nothing. "Apart from the truth," he said in a distant voice, "what have we got that the Guild hasn't got? Can we print faster?"
"One press against three, no," said Goodmountain. "But I bet we can set type faster."
"And that means?"
"We can probably beat them in getting the first paper onto the street."
"OK, that might help. Saccharissa, do you know anyone who wants a job?"
"No. Haven't you been looking at the letters?"
"Not as such. Lots of people want a job. This is Ankh Morpork."
"All right. Find the three letters with the fewest spelling mistakes and send Rocky round to hire the writers."
"One of them was Mr. Bendy," Saccharissa warned. "He wants more work. Not many interesting people are dying. Did you know he attends meetings for fun and very carefully writes down everything that's said?"
"Does he do it accurately?"
"I'm sure he does. He's exactly that sort of person. But I don't think we've got the space."
"Tomorrow morning we'll go to 4 pages. Don't look like that. I've got more stuff about veterinary, and we've got, 12 hours to get some paper."
"I told you. King won't sell us any more paper at a decent price," said Goodmountain.
"There's a story right there, then," said William.
"I mean..."
"Yes, I know.
I've got some stuff to write, and then you and I will go to see him.
Oh, and send someone to the Semaphore Tower, will you? I want to send a clax to the King of Lanka. I think I met him once."
"Clax costs money, lots of money."
"Do it anyway. We'll find the money somehow."
William leaned over towards the cellar ladder.
"Otto!"
The vampire emerged to waist height. He was holding a half-dismantled iconograph in his hand.
"What can I do for you? Can you think of anything extra we can do to sell more papers?" "What do you want now? Pictures that jump out of the page? Pictures that talk? Pictures where the eyes follow you around the room?"
"There's no need to take offence," said William. "It wasn't as if I asked for colour or anything."